Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, PM secures another 60-day extension for Zones of Special Operations ZOSAs, gives updates on the ZOSAs, and leaves Ireland for an intense working trip overseas. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. The Zones of Special Operations ZOSAs in Mount Salem, St. James, and Denham Town in West Kingston will be extended by a further 60 days. The House of Representatives on Wednesday, April 11, approved two resolutions for the extensions, which were moved by Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Mr. Holness says the additional time is necessary to continue transforming the communities through the delivery of social services.
We have to demonstrate a long-term commitment to the Zones of Special Operation. I'm not saying that the use of states of emergency is we should have that as a long-term tool. But at the same time, we must not in any way have the criminals think that this is a short-term measure, that we can just wait them out. They must not have any inclination as to what the strategic intent of the government is in the use of the tools available to fight crime.
This will be the fourth extension for the Mount Salem zone, the first to become operational on September 1, 2017, while it will be the third for Denham Town. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Holness says the Denham Town ZOSA has transitioned into the third and perhaps the most challenging segment, which is the build phase.
We need to assure the residents that during this period and moving forward, the security of the zone continues to be the focus of the joint forces. The joint force will continue to provide an effective presence in the space to prevent the return of criminals and their influence. Likewise, the joint force will continue to coordinate with the Social Intervention Committee.
With respect to Mount Salem, the Prime Minister outlined that the area has already undergone three extensions to facilitate development through the clear, hold, and build strategy. The community is currently undergoing increased and intensified social intervention activities under the build phase.
The Mount Salem zone continues to be secured by members of the joint force. The operational objective is to continue to provide a secure environment for the rollout of social intervention activities.
And Prime Minister Andrew Holness is set to meet with Queen Elizabeth II and British Prime Minister Theresa May as part of an intense 9-day working trip overseas. Mr. Holness left the island on Thursday to hold bilateral talks with key foreign partners, as well as participate in the Summit of the Americas and later the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. The Prime Minister's first stop was Lima, Peru, where he delivered a speech at the Business Forum of the Summit of the Americas, ahead of bilateral discussions with the President of the Republic of Chile, Sebastián Piñera. During the summit in Peru, Prime Minister Holness and other Caribbean leaders were also slated to meet with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. The Prime Minister was scheduled to leave Peru on Saturday to travel to Brussels, Belgium, to address a special session of the African, Caribbean and Pacific ACP Committee of Ambassadors and meet with President of the European Council, Donald Tusk. The Prime Minister is also slated to meet with the Jamaican community in Brussels, Antwerp and Paris before moving on to the Commonwealth Summit in England. While in London, the Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral discussions with the Prince of Wales. He will also hold key meetings with current and prospective investors in the business, banking, and professional industries. He will wrap up his overseas working visit with a town hall meeting with members of the Jamaican diaspora in London and surrounding areas. The Prime Minister is supported by Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, as well as Press Secretary Naomi Francis. Prime Minister Holness will return to Jamaica on April 21. During his absence, Minister of National Security Dr. Horace Chang will be in charge of the government. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.